Chafetz Chaim says, and from all of this, we can now understand the great hatred that Hashem has for someone who speaks Lashon Hara. We said, like, a father will hit his son. And there's, like, this force to fulfill the ratzon of the person speaking of bringing down accusation. Since the mindset is true. But at the same time, there still is this great sinna in Hashem's heart over the Mesaper. Because Hashem understands that the person who spoke to Lashon Hara does not actually want what's good for Hashem's son. Hashem's going to have to hit him anyway. And Hashem likes to hit his son only for his good. But since he has to hit him and it's not, and the person speaking is not for his good, the person was just trying to hurt it, one of Hashem's sons. So then Hashem gets angry at the speaker. Hashem loves people more than they love themselves. He loves Yidden more than they love themselves. And he wants them just to have good. And he wants them not to speak about each other bad. Someone who says Lashon Hara, he causes the exact opposite of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore Hashem finds this to be an abomination. That a person is messing with the love and the ratzon to give good to his children.